here, and it takes a second for this to load. And then it will go through there, and it's going to Facebook. And perfect. All right. Well, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, what will we do, Daniel?
Finish all the wisdom literature.
That's right. We'll finish all the wisdom literature. So we're at the second half of Proverbs 2 this morning. We are in Kansas, so we were down here for a wedding yesterday, and Kyle and I got to talking, and I forgot to do this. I'm so sorry. So I wanted to talk to you this morning before we jump back up to Iowa. So why don't we go ahead and have some, we're cheating. We have water. We had like two pots.
I didn't think we were going to mention that.
But we have like two pots of coffee this morning already. So
it's just water today.
So we'll drink our water. We'll pray. And we'll get into God's Word. Kyle, you want to pray for us this morning?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your kindness, as you are the one who causes the sun to rise, that you have given us this new day, that you have done so in order to display the goodness, the kindness, and the glory of Jesus Christ. We thank you for him, the one who is wisdom incarnate. And as we come to your word, we pray that you would help us to understand more of the person and the work of Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So, hey, Judah, I'm going to have you read verses 10 and 11, and we'll just each read two verses.
So you read 10 and 11. Start right up here.
When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you.
To deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness.
Who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths. You want to read six, Kyle, you just want to read 16 down to 19 and then we'll let you finish.
All right. To deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths are to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life.
And then you can finish the chapter.
20 to 22.
So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness, for the upright will dwell in the land and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it.
All right. So we need to ask ourselves how we always do this, guys. We ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize that section? And C, what are we called to do in response to these words, right? So what do you guys think this is about? Judah, what do you think this is talking about?
Getting rid of the wicked.
All right, yeah, I can see that. What do you think, Kyle?
I think it's about getting rid of the wicked. No, I think, so, you know, clearly here is drawing a sharp distinction between wisdom and folly. Mm-hmm. And Proverbs 2 is setting out for us that in the biblical understanding of wisdom and folly, you know, these aren't little categories. These are big categories. This wisdom is the way that leads to life. And what Solomon is saying here is folly is the way that leads to death. There's no regaining. There's no recovering yourself when you give yourself up to folly.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think, Daniel? What do you remember that this is about?
Like getting rid of the wicked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, right? It said in verses 10 and 11, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you. And then it talks about all the different things that wisdom and understanding or knowledge and discretion will keep you from, right? It will deliver you from the evil way. It will deliver you from the man who speaks perverse things. And it talks about that man and, right? So that man who's perverse leaves the path of righteousness. He walks in the way of darkness, right? That's the guy who rejoices in doing evil, right? If you're wise, are you going to rejoice in doing evil?
Mm-mm.
Are you going to follow after the guy who does stuff like that?
Mm-mm.
No way, right? You're going to say, get away from me, dude. I don't want to be friends with you, right? So I think that's kind of what it's saying here, right? And I mean, there's all sorts of stuff, right? Wisdom and understanding will keep you from the immoral woman, from the seductress. Right, don't go near a lady who wants to try to take you away from your wife. You know, stay far away from that lady. Well, I got underlined in my Bible here, verse 11. You know, I have a marking here, verse 15, and then verses 18 and 19. But what would you underline in your Bible as the best verse to summarize this? I'll let that up to you. What would you underline, Kyle?
I think I would underline, actually, verse 10. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, in some ways, wisdom and folly here are being put forth in the pleasures that they promise. That knowledge and wisdom brings true pleasure, whereas there is a pleasure, but it's a deceitful pleasure that comes with folly. And so I think verse 10 there capturing the idea that knowledge ought to be pleasant to our soul, and that God combats what you might call the pleasure of sin with the pleasure of true wisdom.
What about you, Drew? Was there a verse that you really liked?
I thought Ken was bringing
copy it. That down.
What about you, Dan Dan? Did you like a verse?
I think I like the one when you get rid of the wicked.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, last calling. All right, so what does it mean for your life? What do you think, Judah? What does this mean for your life?
To live a life of wisdom.
All right, yeah. And where do you find wisdom?
In the Bible.
That's right. Right. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, right? So you go to His Word. Good. What about you, Dan Dan? What do you think? How does this apply to your life?
I think we shouldn't be wicked.
We shouldn't be wicked? And how do we know the difference between uprightness and wickedness?
The Bible says so cannot be wicked.
Yeah, we know it because we go to the Bible and it tells us what wickedness is. Good. What about you, Kyle? How does this apply? I'm going to ask you, how does it apply specifically this week in your life? What change would it make?
This week in my life, I think the change that it makes is just the continual pursuit of that which pleases God. Oftentimes, we need to pray that we would love the things that God loves and hate the things that God hates. And I need that for my daily routines.
Yeah. What about you? How does it apply to your life? What are you called to do in response to this? Well, why don't we go ahead and pray, and we'll go on with our day. Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you that we know that with you is a fountain of knowledge, and that the fear of you, the reverence of you, is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, we pray that we would sit at your feet, that we would drink deeply of your word. Lord, we pray that your Spirit would teach us, that we would walk in the paths of righteousness and not in the way of the wicked. Father, we pray that you would preserve us and care for us even this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you walk in the joy and peace of Jesus Christ. May you seek the Lord with all your heart and follow after his ways. And we'll see you all later. Bye. You guys want to say bye?
See you later.
Bye.
Daniel, you want to press the big red button?
The red button.
Yeah, the red button.